B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, good morning. Welcome in to the Over Under Show presented by DraftKings. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz on a cruise. He's out. We might have to turn these. There you go, there, Tucker. Back here.
I know what I'm doing now.
Today here. We got a couple guys from DraftKings, if you guys follow DraftKings. Steve Buchanan's been with us before, part of Tucker's fantasy football show.
Yes, sir.
He's in studio today, and Julian Edlow also with us today here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Guys, what do you do? I see you all over Twitter. I see you on DraftKings as well. Just tell everybody hello.
Yeah, I mean, on DraftKings all the time there, but we have written content. We actually do our own podcast on Wednesdays, too, as well.
What's that called?
That's the Panel B Podcast. It's a fantastic name, well, not really.
I'm still hoping for a new name there.
Panel B, huh?
For now, yeah. It is the Panel B Podcast.
Basically, long story short, we did a draft, NFL draft show last year. We had two different groups. Julian and I were in the Panel B, and then it just kind of somehow stuck as the podcast name, so there we are. But we do that. We do our weekly show through the week there, so we're always out on somewhere.
All right, cool. And I know you guys do a lot of digital stuff all on DraftKings. You guys giving out picks. Julian, we see you all over Twitter as well.
One of us gives out picks.
Baseball is coming. Don't worry. Once baseball hits, we'll start.
Well, I'm ready, Steve. Maybe we have some win totals today.
We absolutely have some.
Maybe we have some Tom Brady odds to discuss today.
Oh, yeah.
I think some people are into. And, of course, the DraftKings app. Just drive right to New Hampshire. Boop, and you are in.
And drive home. That's it. Simple as that.
You get that, Tucker? Just boop. All right, cool. So the phone number here is 617-779-0985. The only place that you can actually discuss sports gambling in the city.
Yep.
I think even in New England. This is the only place we can do it. And again, the number is 617-779-0985. I haven't been looking at Twitter. So I wanted to make a segment at some point where, like, we go to Twitter. I just don't have a name yet. Like, I think I have six tweet deep as one right now. Six tweets deep.
We might need to work on this.
We're still, it's like panel B.
Coming from a couple guys.
So I'm going to pull up Twitter at Joey Mayer in a bit. And of course, you can find these guys on there as well. So again, there's a lot to get into today. We mentioned the Brady stuff. Yep. People are going to be talking about that. I got a ton of XFL stuff today. I know some people don't like it, but hey, it's for the gamblers.
Right. Who cares if you don't like the sport or whatever? If you like making money, that's all we care about.
Oh, yes, Steve.
That's it. Who cares
about
the sport?
It's not about who wins and loses. It's about making money.
That's all we're here for. That's all we care about.
We should make a T-shirt.
XFL is about making money. There's your T-shirt.
And I'll be honest with you. Like, I know the product's not great. All right. But, you know, I've been entertained.
It's also not terrible.
It's not terrible. The ratings have been bad, but you know, I think the fact that some of these are, you know, the fact that there's a lot of unders in there hasn't really helped. But for the most part, though, I think it's been what you thought it would be.
The ratings actually haven't been bad if you compare it to. I always forget, is it the AAF? Is that what
the
it was?
The AFF.
Yeah. So like in week
it
three,
tripled that.
Yeah,
we talked about this
three,
the other day.
They were averaging about 365 viewers, where the XFL is still doing over a million in week three. So it's not great on the surface, but when you compare it to, you know, the crap that was on before, then they're still doing pretty good.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll have some picks on that. I got a ton of them lined up for it today. I know there's a big college basketball slate. I think a lot of the people tune in for that. It's the season where we got the extra day today, right? The 29th. So right. We're actually one day away from...
This could have been the first March slate.
It could have been March Madness today. But just looking at some of the games, just some of the big ones early on, and I always talk about these early games, but Providence, Villanova, Penn State, Iowa, for all those Big Ten fans out there today, Kansas, number one team in the country, goes on the road. Baylor, also on the road. Florida State's look impressive. They're on the road today. A nice matchup in the SEC between Auburn and Kentucky as well, and then Duke, Virginia tonight. And I think one that I think everybody is going to bet, Michigan State, Maryland, because I love the Big Ten, and we talk about this week in and week out. Home teams in the Big End of the Big Ten are the trend.
Yep.
Forget about the spread. Forget about anything. Now, it did get you this week. If you bet Penn State, They had a 21-point lead, and they won on a last-second shot to cover by one. They didn't cover. The spread was 4.5, but they won.
Right. And then we also have Maryland at Minnesota, which ties into this Maryland-Michigan State game. Maryland down 19 or 20, whatever it was in the second half, had no business winning that game, and Maryland wins on the road on that 30-foot buzzer beater. I don't know how they pulled that one out, but if you had Minnesota at home, that was looking like an extremely strong play that didn't wind up coming through
for
you.
And Michigan State made a big comeback as well after they looked kind of dead in their last game. So we'll get into all those. And I know we have Celtics basketball tonight as well. Mm-hmm. Here on the Sports Hub, Houston comes to town. Saw James Harden at the Encore last night. I don't know if anyone.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the celebs love the Encore.
They do.
I've seen Paul Yelich. Pierce there. I've seen Christian Yelich there. Some different guys.
Cool. All right, guys. So what we do here to start the show here, and by the way, I know you said some celebrities there. We have made it a couple. I have made an appearance there one day. I was with Fred Toucher of the show here, and I watched Fred win $2,200, and then we had to pull him away. And he was like, "Ooh, what do I have to go? Because you're up." That's why we have to go.
What's the right game of choice?
Blackjack.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's my game of choice.
Yep.
I kind of like slot machines, not going to lie.
Hey, listen, you can drink for free and play slots.
I'm right.
In on that. All right, so we start off every show today with the wake-up call.
Wake up, wake up.
All right, guys, so anybody on wake-up call in the sports world, I guess we'll start with you, Julian.
We just spoke about it. Michigan State at Maryland. Big Ten home teams are the trend. Maryland should be the play here, you would think. They're -3 on DK Sportsbook. Let's see, just about -160 on the money line. Michigan State has been awful on the road this season. They've been covering their home games. They've been awful on the road. The trend here, like we just spoke about, is to take Maryland at home. But I think that Maryland is on upset alert here. Ooh. They're on wake-up watch. I think the sharp angle here is going to be Michigan State. I'm going to be surprised to see, or I'm very intrigued to see how many, you know, public bettors wind up on Michigan State. You know, they're just barely in the top 25, but I think for the most part, people still consider them a top 10 type of team. So, you know, getting them, they're +130 on the money line here in Maryland. I think this is a spot after that 19-point comeback on the road, a ridiculous buzzer beater at Minnesota. Maryland is just due for a letdown spot. They're like the only team in the Big Ten that hasn't stumbled terribly at any point yet. I think it needs to happen before the conference tournament, and I think it's right here, the primetime game with Michigan State, Tom Izzo coming into Maryland.
And I believe the spread right now is 2.5 Maryland. Total on that is 138. We'll get into that game in a little bit. I have some thoughts on that game as well. Steve, who's on wake-up call?
So we're going right to the XFL. Let's hype up this sport because we don't care about the product. We care about making money. This is where you can make some money on this one. I love the over in the Roughnecks Renegades game, which is currently set at 50.5. The Roughnecks have been one of the most consistent teams hitting the over. They're 3-0 on hitting the over so far. This team's averaging 33 points per game. And then you look at the Renegades, too. Once they got Landry Jones back, the offense is starting to move a little bit better. They're 2-0 since he's come back, both against the spread and outright. And these are two teams that love to air out the ball. They're doing it about 70% of the time, both sides. They aren't running the ball at all. So we know the XFL has been consistent with the under so far. The under has hit in 8 of the 12 games so far. But if there's going to be a game this week that you want to take the over on, it's a huge total, 50.5. But I think that's the play to make on the XFL this week.
PJ Walker, right?
Yeah.
Probably the MVP of the league at
absolutely.
This point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's been impressive, I got to tell you. And Landry Jones was the big name that came over, right?
Right.
Everyone was talking about, you know, the fact that he great college career, backed up Ben Roethlisberger all those years. He really hasn't been what everyone thinks. I think tonight is the day to air it out. I agree with you on that
one.
I think
definitely.
Both teams get it going. And it's so funny, like, how do you bet on the XFL? And I mean, kind of made the joke early on, well, June Jones is the coach of Houston, so let's take the over, right? Well, that's exactly what's worked.
Yeah, it's worked every time.
So there you go. So I know that those Hawaii offenses of the day, I still look at it like that. And this one should be a little tighter, though. Like, I think Dallas should be able to stick around a little bit here. The spread's 2.5 on that one. And this kid Walker, though, like, I think he's going to get a look at some point. I know it's nothing to do with gambling, but I at least think this kid makes the game interesting.
Yep.
And today, with the two featured quarterbacks,
he played for the new Carolina Panthers coach. I'm blanking on his name, but he Rule. Yeah, he coached Walker at Temple.
Oh, wow.
So
from way back when?
The Carolina Panthers have potentially a quarterback need down.
No Cam Newton, right?
Wow.
I'm not saying he's going to be the Carolina starter, but maybe he gets a look next year in Carolina.
You hear that, Tucker?
Taking notes, yeah.
Yeah, fantasy football, you know, if you ever need one of those waiver pickups.
Might as well make it a hot take. Cam Newton out, P.J. Walker in.
617-779-0985. That's the number to jump aboard. My wake-up call, and this might sound a little square here, but I think Villanova is on wake-up call.
Square!
No, that's not square. That's not square. Villanova. Okay, and if you remember this last matchup, it was -4. It went down to 3 at 1.2. Villanova won the game by 3 points. So the fact is Providence did not hit a three-pointer at all in that game. I think they hit 1 3-pointer, and then they had a chance at the buzzer to just chuck one up.
I remember
that. They didn't want to miss another three.
I remember
that. That was
the
problem in that game. There were so many stats that I looked at between these two teams. Providence had 16 offensive rebounds in that first meeting. Villanova had 2. So Providence should absolutely own the boards today. Now, I understand you're going from Providence to Nova.
Right.
Nova on a Saturday afternoon at noon. It's probably a tough place to play, but I think Providence is going to be up for this one. So I actually think Providence getting the 7 points today, okay. Maybe it goes to 8 or somewhere in that area. I just think Providence can hang around. They need this win today. Providence needs it. If they want to hang out, have any chance, even make a run in the Big East, this is, I think, a big game for them. And I thought we saw that within the Providence game last time. So I'm kind of going with the same approach, even though Villanova's at home.
Providence is right on that bubble. So getting a win at Villanova would be absolutely huge for their tournament hopes. I don't know about that +255 money line, but like you said, I do like the +7. Maybe if that number even grows because people are hammering Nova, the square play potentially at home, you get an even better number there. Nova's 12-2 at home, Providence 4-6 on the road. This is going to be a tough win, but Providence needs it, like you said, so maybe they keep it close, 2-3-4-point game, and you get your cover there.
All right, so what we do on this segment here before we go to break, because people wake up early, they want picks, right? That's kind of everyone's big deal. They want picks. So I am going to give one out right off the bat today, and I'll give you we mentioned the Roughnecks,
yep.
-2.5 today. Is that what was your pick on that one? I'm sorry?
The over.
So you like the over 50. I agree with you on that. Give me the Roughnecks, -2.5.
Can
we
love it.
Do we have a bell? Yeah, there's the bell. Give me the Roughnecks, -2.5. You guys get any picks for a break?
Yeah, I'll toss one in here. We have the Kansas State game that we mentioned earlier.
11.5? What's it at? What do you see it at?
I think it's 10.5 on DK Sportsbook. 10.5 on DK Sportsbook.
Wow.
So maybe a little bit of value on Kansas there. However, forget the sides in this one. The total. Kansas has hit the under in all 10 of its road games this season.
Ooh, I'm writing this down.
Kansas State, not a good offense.
Not good.
Going to be tight against the number one team in the nation. I love under 130, under 131. Kansas at Kansas State. And if you want to just take all the games that Kansas has been away from home this season, the over has only hit one time in 12 games just away from home. It was an overtime game on a neutral court against Dayton, one of the best offenses in the country.
So the under, and I agree with you on that one, because what Kansas loves to do, throw it into the big man, Azubuki, right? He tries to do his thing. If he can, he kicks it back out. Then they dribble and dribble and dribble. So I agree with you. And Kansas State struggles a ton here. Steve, do you have one before break, or do you want to come back and give one?
I'll give you one more XFL.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Wildcats -8 against the Guardians. Guardians absolutely struggling on offense right now. And I just don't see where they're going to make it up here to beat the Wildcats in this game here. So I really like the Wildcats on -8. That's got a really low total, -39.5. Don't mind hitting the under on that. Don't love it because it's so small, but I think the Wildcats -8 is a play.
Just quick before break, we've seen the unders hit, right? I mean, there's some teams that you're just gonna avoid. Maybe even like Houston's a team you just kind of avoid maybe taking the under on. But is there a trend here? Like, are most of these games, we see 50, right?
And
we talked about solve the average. If you see 50, the average bettor might be like, oh, well, that's a lot of points since everything's gone under, right? To me, that screams over.
Of course.
But the fact that all these games have gone under the total,
yep.
Do you think there's a trend here maybe going under, like just like you picked here?
Honestly, it's like for me, the quarterback matters so much in the XFL, whereas like in the NFL, you can get by with an average quarterback at best. It seems to be that if you don't have a quarterback in this league, you're not scoring points here. And we've seen the under hit in 8 of the 12 games so far, and that just kind of goes with the lack of quarterback talent in this league so far. But the Guardians is one of those teams that just does not have a quarterback to get the ball down the field there. So that's why I like the Wildcats at -8.
All right, the phone number here is 617-779-0985. There is this glaring sun behind me that is, like, blocking my screen.
Turn the shade down.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Well, yeah, that's how shades work.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen the light like this.
I'll help you out in the break.
At 7:15 in the morning here. But I'd love to hear from you guys. We have Steve Buchanan, DraftKings, Julian Edlow from DraftKings. I'm Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz. He's on a cruise somewhere, and I bet you. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's betting?
Of course.
I think he's not.
He's blind betting then, right? He's not watching any of these games.
Well, I'm sure there's a TV
he's
somewhere.
He's just like Grand Valley State minus one. That looks good to me today. That's probably how he's betting on vacation. We have the Tom Brady odds coming up in a bit. We got a couple more XFL games as well, maybe some MLB stuff, and a couple more college basketball picks that will come to you immediately following this break.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, it's the Over Under Show presented by DraftKings. Two guys in studio today, Steve Buchanan, Julian Edlow. Both those guys are over at DraftKings. What I suggest is going to the DraftKings Twitter handle and then just scroll and you'll see their faces.
That you will.
You will a lot, and then unfortunately.
And then if you follow them on Twitter, they will give you all sorts of stuff, whether it's picks. We were just talking about this off the air. I actually want to get into this. Steve, you kind of got into it as like a fantasy guy, right? Like you,
correct.
That's kind of both how you guys really got into DraftKings. Yep. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
How big is betting on just player props in general these days? There's so many people that are like, hey, you got to take Jason Tatum over 28 points tonight. When you think he's done it like 5 games in a row now.
Yep.
But how big has individual player props been?
I think as sports betting gets bigger and bigger, I think it's going to really kind of blow out. I would say it's pretty popular now because especially if you are already in the, you know, like daily fantasy world, you're already kind of in the market for projecting how players are going to do because you're figuring out what plays to make on that particular night. So if you're already doing that and then you see a total that makes sense for betting, it's almost just natural that you can just kind of walk right into that. And I think Julian can kind of attest to that because we're basically in the same realm already. Now you can actually make money on individual people.
So the main thing for me is reacting to injuries because, you know, somebody gets ruled out. Like last night in the NBA, for example, Chris Middleton surprisingly gets ruled out with a neck injury. And the spread goes from like 11 to 10 or something like that, a point.
Mm-hmm.
Where the real edge is, now you go to the rest of the Bucks. You get an all-star out of the lineup. You got Giannis props, Eric Bledsoe props, scrub role player props that are now going to see 10 more minutes playing on the perimeter in those games. Those lines in the props aren't nearly as accounted for as the spread is. And you just had an all-star ruled out and the spread moved 1 point.
Right.
That's hardly anything. And Milwaukee won by a million, so it didn't even matter. Where it matters is look at these other player props as soon as you get the injury news. Fred VanVleet ruled out last night. I took some Kyle Lowry player props. Hit. You just got to pay attention to the news and react to the player props. That's where you get even a bigger edge, in my opinion.
And I feel like the books don't react quick enough.
Correct.
When stuff like
to
that
the
happens.
Props.
Where when, you know, lines will move dramatically almost instantly when something like that happens. But the player props, for the most part, are kind of cemented where they are once they're released. Injuries doesn't really matter too much for those.
Like last night, for example, in the NBA, it was Luka Doncic. His birthday last night, right?
The Miami hangover narrative.
But that's what I mean. The Miami flu is what I like to call it, though. But if you go to the box score, right? I mean, I don't know what his player total was, but I may have went against him for the simple fact that so he had 23 points.
That would have been an under.
So it would have went under.
Yep.
Okay, great. Right? Miami flu.
Yes.
21st birthday. Boom. Exactly. You don't have to bet the total. You know, it was a 126-118 final. The Heat are the best team at home against the spread in the NBA, for those who don't know that. So they were minus three last night. They covered easily.
Yep.
But you could have just went, I'm fading Luka on his birthday.
Yeah.
The birthday fade.
The narrative. It's all about the narratives.
So
books don't account narratives.
As soon as I saw the report that Luka Doncic showed up to the stadium bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and his 21st birthday party was planned for last night at a club in Miami, I did play Dallas first half because the Mavericks actually first half against the spread on the road. Going into last night, they were 24-5 on the first half against the spread. And that worked earlier this week. I remember we talked about this. We hit a Dallas first half. Did not work last night in Miami. I will keep that in mind.
Rocket Mortgage understands that home.
Okay, well, there you go. Was that my computer?
Yeah, it was your computer.
Ah, whatever.
Don't look at me.
I thought Tucker was dropping a sound.
I did.
Poor one.
The only reason why I wanted to mention that, though, is that we tell people we do a betting show this week, and everyone's like, oh, who you got this week? Yep. It doesn't just have to be the spread of the total.
No.
There are plenty of other things. And, you know, when we were doing the NFL, I gave out 25 prop bets.
Yeah.
I won 9 of them and lost 16 of them and won $300.
Yep.
But that's what it's all about. I mean, right. 16 losses, not great.
Right.
But, you know, I took Patrick Mahomes to throw 2 touchdowns in 1 quarter.
Yep.
It was plus 400, and that made my whole day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say football and basketball are probably the two sports that are best for player props. Baseball is a little bit tough because, you know, that's so hard to predict. But at least like with basketball and football, if we know how opposing teams defend or not defend, that can give you an edge. Because I think the biggest edge with sportsbook is with player props. I think that's where you can make
totally
some of your
agree.
Best money. And
that's kind of how DraftKings developed, right, if you think about it?
Yeah.
Kind
of
one of the things that people don't know is you can literally bet on a player's over-under of DraftKings points on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Oh, wow.
Right. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, will Russell Wilson, I remember I bet last season, will Russell Wilson have over-under 19.5 DraftKings fantasy points?
Yep.
So, real quick, you know how, like, you go to ESPN or you go to Yahoo and they project the guy's points?
Yep.
You can bet on if it's going to go over or under those projections?
On strictly the DraftKings points for
I am
but
in.
Yes, everybody should be in. Nobody knows
that.
About it.
Dear Massachusetts, please hurry up.
By the way.
Get your act together.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
A bill dropped yesterday.
Out of nowhere.
Well, it was anticipated.
It's been anticipated for a long time.
But
let's like that.
No, it's in, but we have given out the fact that on the 28th, a bill will be presented to Governor Baker. And then we'll
Who's
see the next steps.
All for it, by the way. He's
yep.
All
hey,
for
on
it.
March 10th, for those on the other side of New Hampshire where you can't bet, that's the vote that day. So go out and vote.
Oh yeah.
Because I think on the coast of New Hampshire you can't, but you can go to Salem and those other towns. I think Nashville. Yeah, I don't know. So there's certain parts of the state that it's currently you can't bet legally, but.
What a buzzkill that would be. Legal in New Hampshire, but not for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're hanging at the casinos down there, but you can't bet. You can't gamble on sports. Anyway, 617-779-0985. I wanted to give out a couple of picks here. One, and I got to look up the spread. Maybe you have it, Julian. But so BYU last week upset Gonzaga, right? Dan Lifshatz on this show every single week has been fading Gonzaga on Saturdays because they were due, and there's one
due
trend.
Like Maryland.
There's one trend though. Whenever they're 6 points or less as a favorite, they don't cover.
Mm-hmm.
What's the spread for BYU tonight?
So I believe last I checked, Pepperdine was plus 7.5 at home.
Okay, I saw 8.5, so it's now gone from 8.5 to 7.5, depending on where you're looking at it.
Let's see.
Money's coming in on Pepperdine. This is the spot. This is the last game of the year for BYU. They're already in the tournament. They're in. They're locked up. They're going to rest. They're going to have their conference tournament. Pepperdine, nothing to – they might actually have something to play for. I shouldn't say that. This is a spot where Gonzaga probably has been on a binge. No, sorry. BYU has been on a binge for beating Gonzaga for, I don't know, a week. You know? Like, they're probably still partying it up. Fade BYU. Ring the bell. Give me Pepperdine. But I'm going 8. Maybe 8.5. What can I get? What will you give me, Tucker? 8 or 8.5? Let's do 8.
8.
8
you
points.
Gotta go 8.
8 points. Anybody else got a pick they'd like to give out?
So I'm gonna throw out an MLB regular season.
Ooh!
This is one of my favorites out of everybody. And I'm telling you right now, this is gonna be the dark horse team in the National League. Cincinnati Reds are tabbed at 83.5 wins. I would probably take this up all the way to 89. This is so low.
They had a good offseason.
You agree?
They had an unbelievable offseason, and honestly, nobody even realizes it because this team has just been in the toilet for the past 5 years, it feels like.
Yeah, they sneaky acquired like Trevor Bauer mid-season last year.
Trevor Bauer last year, and then over the offseason, they got Mike Moustakas. They got Nick Castellanos. That's 62 home runs combined last year.
Luis Castillo, right?
Luis Castillo. Yep. They got Wade Miley in there.
They have a fantastic rotation just
such
overall.
Such a good rotation. Wade Miley as the fifth starter is just going to be nothing but an innings eater. And then that whole division is about to collapse. All of those teams in the division are beatable, with the exception of maybe the Brewers. The Brewers have a good offense, but they really struggle with the rotation there. Over 83.5. Julian likes to throw out the sledgehammer sometimes. I'm taking out like the clown Bray Wyatt sledgehammer.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a massive one. And I'm hammering that one. Red's
can we call it the Bew cannon play?
Oh, my God. I like that. Let's
so
get
many t-shirts
going.
Material on this show, and we're 31 minutes in. I absolutely love it.
The Bew cannon play. That's, I love it.
Thank you. I am going to copyright and trademark that in the parking lot.
There you go. Anything for you, Julian.
Yeah, I'll toss one more college basketball game in there. We got a primetime game, Auburn at Kentucky. Kentucky lost at Auburn. A little bit of a revenge spot. I know this is probably a little bit of a public spot. I got Kentucky -5.5. I'm seeing they're growing on DK Sportsbook. They're up around 6.5 now. 6 is probably a number that I would fire on. Kentucky's 15-1 at home. They had that one weird fluke loss. Not a great against the spread team at home, but Auburn is just 2-6 against the spread away. Auburn overachieved early in the year. They were one of the last undefeated teams. They were just front runners at home, never a great road team. I think Kentucky really gets the job done here in a revenge spot. I think they're going to cover that +6 range.
All right, so,
-6 range.
So there you go.
Thanks for the
we're giving out picks, by the way, people. Like, if this is what you want picks, like, we're doing it. We've given out 6 or 7 right now.
Right.
And there are more to come. But this Kentucky-Auburn game, so Auburn, I loved Auburn last year. Like, that Bruce Pearl, like, I'm in on all everything that they do. That LSU game earlier this year pissed me off so bad. I had the under in that game. Somehow Auburn came back and went into overtime. That's the story of LSU, by the way.
I was with you on that second half under.
That was the worst beat.
Terrible.
That actually still hurts. That one still hurts. Kentucky's a good team. They're young. But at home, it's 6.5. SEC game.
6.5 is really pushing it. Like I said, I got in on 5.5.
What about over 140? So, and I'm going to look up some of the trends in that game.
Yep.
But just looking at that game, though, like, I do favor Kentucky at home, just for the simple fact that they're a young team, and it's like a Saturday game. Like, you know, I think they'll have the crowd involved and everything. And to your point, Auburn has struggled at home this year, but I'm going to look at a couple of the trends. Let me see here. Yeah, so Auburn, obviously, they haven't been great. They're actually 8-2 in their last 10 games, but they're 4-6 against the spread. Where if you look at Kentucky, 9-1, 7-3 against the spread.
Kentucky's been rolling. So and if you mentioned that total, I would lean over on that. You said over, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would lean over on
that
as well.
Weird, I kind of see like a 78-70 win for Kentucky.
I'll take my cover in and over.
How about that? I'm like, don't ring the bell. We're circling that game. That one's a circle. More XFL picks coming up here on the other side. The odds for Tom Brady. Where does Tom Brady end up? And tonight we have the Houston Rockets coming to Boston against the Red Hot Celtics. We'll have a pick on that and some more college basketball stuff. Maybe some more baseball stuff. I don't know what else Steve's got in with his cannon today.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that more of that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back here, 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz is, he'll be back next week. We think.
Maybe.
He is on a cruise ship.
I know.
A lot of quarantines going on.
You know, I wonder if he'll... Dan's one of those guys where, like, he could do something to get in trouble. He is with his wife, though.
Yeah, but once you go, like, on the waters, like, everything's off the table. You know, like...
it's like that Always Sunny episode.
There's no more rules. Yeah, there's no more rules.
No rules in on the open seas?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's why you can gamble on the open seas.
It's true.
Right? See, it all ties in together.
Wow. That's
a good point.
It's sad. You know how many people last... So we went to the wrestling last night at the Garden, and... You can bet on wrestling, yes.
There are places you can do so.
It's all predetermined, I get it. But, like, you can bet on it. So we went out last night, and, like, everyone's like, hey, I need a mortal lock tomorrow. And I'm just, like, looking at people like, dude, there's no such thing as a mortal lock. And whenever someone says, don't take the seas today as a locker, I always fade it.
Yep.
I always fade it.
Fade the noise.
There's just... Whenever the boat is too heavy, you got to go the other way.
Yep.
I felt like that with the 49ers this year in the Super Bowl. A lot of people were on the 49ers.
Couldn't agree more.
And I was Chiefs all the way, and you know, I was a little nervous during the game. I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
But it all pulled itself out. So, speaking of the football, this Tom Brady stuff's getting interesting. From a betting perspective, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I saw it at -300 for the Patriots to – have Tom Brady return. It moved a little bit last night.
Yep.
Went from, what, 300 to, like, -150?
So once the news kind of started... So once the combine... Report. What's that?
The Darlington Report.
Yes.
On ESPN.
Yes. So,
and it was. I think the last we saw Brady before it closed and reopened was -335, yeah, I think it was.
It was. So it's interesting now because with the combine going on, you know, you're getting some sound bites from some of the coaches. Some of them are a little more willing to talk, Bruce Arians, than others, Mike Vrabel. But it's interesting because, yeah, it has moved dramatically because, especially on, like, the DraftKings Sportsbook, it opened up, as Julian said, like, 335 to go back to the Patriots, which is, you know, pretty hefty odds. Now it's down to 150, and teams like the Raiders, the Titans, and the Colts are the top three teams, aside from the Patriots, to land him. But... I mean, I don't know. Do we believe Darlington there? He's been a little inconsistent, I guess we could say, in the
past.
And
so Vegas is +500, Tennessee +700. And just the next day on ESPN, he already reeled back on his report a tiny bit. What was I don't want to misquote him, but the word he said, he would be stunned or shocked if Brady did return to the Patriots next season. Like,
what would you guys bet?
I would bet the Patriots -150.
Yeah, -150, yes. Really
it opened at like -355, got bet down to -335, closes for a day, reopens -150. -150 is like a, you know, a decent juice on like a money line you would bet all the time.
Imagine if you could get like the Patriots to win the AFC at -150.
No.
Like, so to me, I think he comes back. They're waiting on the CBA. I think it's a real thing.
Sure.
I think but at the same time, I do think that Tom Brady should explore. See what he's worth.
Absolutely.
And come back to the Patriots.
Why wouldn't you?
And I think they want him to do that.
Yep.
Because maybe there are teams that'll give him $30 million a year.
They definitely are.
Maybe there's other teams that look at it and say, we'll do 1 year 30. You know?
Yeah.
I will say that since this came out and Bruce Arians was kind of blabbing.
Tampering?
A little bit. You can definitely say that. But the Buccaneers at +2,000. Would that not be?
Nope.
I know. But what's been the biggest gripe for Brady? He doesn't have weapons. Mm-hmm. What team is loaded with weapons and needs a quarterback? The Buccaneers. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, if they actually decide to use him for a change. Like, at least from a offense perspective, for me, that makes sense. It would be an enticing spot to go, and they have the money to give to him. Like, that would just be my old. That would be like my long shot, would be the Buccaneers. It makes perfect sense. Like, they'll give him the money. Yeah. He's got the weapons around him and for a couple of years, too, because all those guys are signed.
Yeah, I think the smart value right now would be Tennessee.
Plenty of buzz.
But I think Vegas would be the team. I think he goes back to the West Coast, the whole...
And there's a reason they're the second favorite behind the Patriots.
They have a good offensive line, but it's like they don't really have the weapons. Like, Darren Waller was fantastic last year at the tight end position, but what was it? Terrell Williams was their wide receiver one? Might as well stay here. If Terrell Williams is your number one, might as well just stay here. We'll figure something out.
So, and here's the thing about the other teams. The odds moved from, so Vegas was +900 and reopened +500.
Yep.
Tennessee made the leap from +2,000 to +700.
Right. Yeah.
That's a big leap. And Tennessee still feels like value at +700.
Exactly.
The 2,000 was the spot to get it, but still, if you haven't The only, if I didn't bet New England, I would bet Tennessee, I think.
The only thing that gives me pause about Tennessee is that they're basically choosing right now between Brady or Derrick Henry, because you're not going to get both. Especially if Brady's going to be looking for that money, you're not going to be getting both guys, because obviously Henry's going to want the money too.
And I'm sure they could draft somebody. They'll make it work.
If you're ever choosing between quarterback and running back,
there you go.
Your decision's already made.
Not to mention, who knows what Henry will do. I mean, I think Henry is great.
Right.
But he's a running back.
Right.
And he's an Alabama running back.
And real quick, just to remember, we were talking about division odds. Imagine getting the Patriots minus 150. Since the Brady news, the Patriots were minus 400 to win the division. They're now minus 335 to win the division on DK Sportsbook. DK Sportsbook already has up NFL divisions, NFL win totals, everything.
What's
already
the Patriots win total right now?
Patriots win total is 10.5. It was minus 110 each way. Now you can get the over at minus 106 and the under's minus 115. So it's starting to see a little bit of money on the under, that would tell you.
All right, we'll do two tweets deep, or two.
We got to work on this, Joe.
Two tweets. I don't know. We got to work on it. Anyways, here we go. Here's a tweet. Do any of you have a favorite for home run champ player prop in Major League Baseball?
I do. There's a lot to choose from. I mean, this is a tough one, obviously, because there's so many guys that you can choose from. It's so early in the season. Obviously, we've already seen Giancarlo Stanton might not be ready for the...
I've made one bet so far, and it was Stanton to lead the majors in home runs before the calf injury.
Was that when he knew, if he knew he'd hit 80 home runs, they were cheating?
Yeah, I took the cheese.
The favorite right now is, at least on the DraftKings Sportsbook, is Joey Gallo at plus 900. What? I actually do like that a lot because they're in the new stadium. It's now Globe Life Field, not Globe Life Park. So make sure you remember that moving forward. Very important. But they actually brought in the right field fence just a tad. And he's a lefty, so obviously right in his wheelhouse there. But plus 900 is a good one there. Eduardo Escobar is also one to kind of look at. He's at plus 10,000, I think. He just had 38 home runs last year. That's kind of a long shot there. But as we get closer to the season, I think I'll have a better sense of that. But that stuff is something to take because you're getting some really good odds regardless of where you're taking somebody.
I like it. Another tweet here. Hey, Joe, I love you. Love the show. But BYU may be overconfident on BYU. I doubt they're partying their Mormons. I disagree. I disagree with that. I think they went out and partied. Pizza parties?
Why not? Right?
Pizza parties? That'll bog you down for a little
party,
while.
An ice cream party? Tucker, what kind of parties are you taking your kids to these days?
He's only 14 months, so mainly strip clubs.
Okay, but that's what they did. They partied. That was a big win. I'm fading BYU today. I don't care. And you know, if BYU covers, I'll tip my cap to them. But if they don't, I'm going back at you, Crow in the Shed. I'm going back at you. Anyways, I wanted to just bring up a couple of XFL stuff here. I had this on my agenda, so I might as well throw it out there. And I don't know what it is. I keep going back to the XFL every week. It's like, yeah, you know what it is. And then I'm like literally betting on. Is there like a comfort in betting on football? I feel like I have a comfort with it.
I think it's psychological for sure.
It's there for most people.
Yep.
I have it. Tampa Bay DC under.
Yep.
I think Cardale Jones showed last week that he can't handle a blitz still.
Yeah, for sure.
And I actually, do you guys have that total in front of you?
44.5 on
under.
Things.
Under.
Yep.
And I'm going by the trend.
Yep.
Last week they were down 27-0 and whatever. But I have that as an under today. The Battle Hawks minus 11.
Big number.
So I was going to ask you about that. So the over-under is 38.5. And then they're minus 11 favorites.
However, there was, which game was it last week where I think it was the Guardians. I was like, you have to take them plus 10, plus 10.5 in a game with a 38 total, and they didn't cover.
Right. Yep.
Double-digit favorite covered in a game with a total of well under 40.
It's wild.
And so that's one that I had. And I'm going under L.A., New York. Yeah. L.A. has to travel to New York. There's weather. Also, Spruce, who I think is the best wide receiver in football. At least the XFL, sorry. He's not playing.
So best wide receiver in football being in the XFL is a big statement.
It's a big one. So that's all I get for XFL.
No, I agree with the under on that one, too. Like we mentioned earlier, too, when I was talking about the Wildcats minus 8, Guardians have just been such a offensive disaster, I guess you could say, so far. In a league, by the way, that was supposed to be full of offense.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got one more pick. I do want to highlight the NBA game tonight. As well, and we'll welcome in Ryan Johnson because the Bruins play a matinee game today. As well, you're listening to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping. Hallelujah.
Back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Under God. I'm Joe Murray. No Dan Lifshitz. Today we have Steve Buchanan from DraftKings. We just came up with his cannon play. And then Julian Edlow is here, and he can give you the Edlow post plays on NBA.
Not as snazzy and sounding. It's not as snazzy.
Low down. Low.
Something with low down. Something like that could work.
We'll figure it out.
The low blow.
You need a different last name.
I've taken some low blows over the years.
The low blow. So quickly, we got a couple of picks real quick that I wanted to give out here. I wrote this one down. College basketball. We know that San Diego State went down last week. I am fading them again today against Nevada.
Yep.
Jalen Smith, one of the best. Is it Jalen? Yeah, Jalen Smith, one of the best guards in the country, not the one from Maryland. But Steve Alford has taken over that team in Nevada. They had a good run a couple of years ago, if you remember. I am fading San Diego State. I'm just trying. I didn't actually see the line.
I think it moved from 6 to 5.5.
There you go. I'm going Nevada today. I just think that San Diego State, off their loss last week, I think it's just a tough matchup for them.
Don't hate it.
So I'm going with that. And we have a square player alert.
Uh-oh.
You want to play that one, Tucker, actually? Sorry, I didn't. I wish I could have potted it up here.
All right. Square play alert!
I'll get mine out of the way. Duke is -3.5 on the road at Virginia. That is so square. That is the squarest play. Oh, it's so square. People are going to bet. Oh, Duke's only -3.5? Square as hell. Now, granted, could Duke win? Yes. But sharp money will be on Virginia.
Correct. I couldn't agree with you more there.
All right, any square play?
My square play, I'm going to the NBA. I think that the red-hot Celtics at -120 on the money line against the Houston Rockets at home, first game back from that long West Coast road trip, I think people are going to be jumping on the Celtics. However, I also think that the Celtics are consistently being undervalued in the market. Like that game in Utah, +5, +5.5, I wound up taking them just +180
Utah
on the money
sucks
line.
Lately.
They stink, and they stink at home. I took the Wizards at Utah last night, and Washington covered in Utah. So that's whatever. Utah's covered.
1-9?
Utah's 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 home games. So that's something to keep an eye on in the NBA. So I think the Celtics are a pretty square play tonight, looking for revenge at home against the Rockets. However, I think I'm going to be playing the Celtics tonight because of how good Jason Tatum has been. Kemba Walker's still out, so we're not going to mess around with this rotation at all. I think the Celtics are square as hell, just like Duke, and I love the Celtics.
And we know that James Harden was at the Encore last night. So maybe,
Harden narratives, those are popular.
Yeah, and listen, he was at the casino. Maybe he was there late.
Right.
So maybe that will affect him a little bit. You know, he'd be at the free throw line, and maybe all that alcohol starts sweating in. I don't know. So we might have anything else you got, Steve, here as far as MLB or anything like that out there?
Yeah, real quick, Oakland A's, their over-under is 89.5 wins. Absolutely horrific. I know it's a team that's won 97 games the past 2 years, but if you take out the Astros, they were 36-21 against the rest of the division last year. The Angels loaded up this offseason. The Rangers have a lot better pitching rotation than they did. The A's did absolutely nothing this offseason. I think they're going to get absolutely walloped this season. 89.5 feels like an enticing total, but please get out of here.
Billy Bean, though.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, no, what I mean is somehow they're competitive every year.
Not this year, Joe. It's over. Moneyball is dead.
As
of 2020.
That's what we have here. Well, today is the February 29th, which doesn't happen often. I was hoping for March Madness, but we didn't get that today. We do have a Bruins game, matinee game. Ryan Johnston's coming in. This is where we ask Ryan Johnston a hockey question. So I got some heat last week, Ryan, because I mentioned that Team USA was only +400. Now, this came actually from ESPN, their source. Well, I guess some people really dug into it. And I guess they would have been +600.
That's still not good.
No, I know.
6-1 bet on a team that was going to get crushed.
So was it really the biggest upset of all time? Do you believe in miracles? Like, I don't know. Didn't like the Seahawks beat the Saints one time in the playoffs?
Wasn't Buster Douglas like a 40-1
there you
shot?
Go.
Right?
Yeah.
Over 40-1.
I mean, Virginia was a one seed and lost a I don't know who.
I was going to say there's probably
App State
a plus
over Michigan.
Bet.
What was that?
That was a huge one. So I thought, great. Ruzioni, hey, 40 years.
Yeah, you sound like Adam Jones.
No. See, I did it. This is about betting. It's not. It had nothing to do with that. Strictly betting. Was it a huge upset? No. But today, Bruins go to the Islanders have lost 9 straight
yeah,
at
that
home.
That happens.
9 straight?
Yeah.
Bruins only -140 today. That's I don't want to call that square.
So I have to apologize because last week I went with the under on that Bruins game. Back-to-back games. These games have been low scoring. Naturally, the Bruins got beat 9-3 as I went on the under. So I apologize for that one. They should win this game today. They should win this game. It's time to get, you know, a couple of blips on the radar Saturday and Tuesday. They played pretty well on Thursday. Starting a road trip today. They should win this game today.
I think I like this better than Providence. I was thinking Providence plus the 7, but now we only get 140 on the Bees to win.
-141 on DK Sportsbook.
That juice is looking good. All right, before we get out of here, guys, Steve Buchanan, Julian Edlola from DraftKings, you guys want to plug what you do one more time?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you can follow both of us on Twitter, at SBuchanan24.
At Julian Edlo, very simple.
But all during the week on DraftKings, we got shows, we got podcasts you can check out. So
And picks.
Plenty of picks.
All right, guys.
Doesn't matter about the sport, just making money.
All right, appreciate you taking a few minutes here with us today. Dan Lifshatz will be back next week. And Ryan Johnston, he takes over next. I hope he heard those Brady odds. They're certainly not going in the Patriots' favor at this point. All right, I'm Joe Murray. We're back next week right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.